Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kurt Rogers with me as he comes in once a month. This is his day, affordable interest mortgage, so thanks.
Nice to see you. Glad you got away for a little bit.
Thank you.
There's a little bit more sparkle in your eyes.
Thank you. It's nice to get away. Nice to be
back. You've been busy for a while.
Yeah, it's been, yeah. COVID changed some things. Let's just say that.
It gives you a lot to talk about, but that's a lot more work.
Oh, man, sure does. I will say this, and I talked about this on Monday, but I'll tell you the same thing. The one thing I learned on this last vacation is just observing other individuals.
Yeah.
Not necessarily knowing their political slant, but you could tell pretty much from folks, you know, where they come from just by some other things they're talking about conversation-wise. But I will say that unanimously, people are tired of masks.
Yes.
They're tired of talking about COVID and hearing about COVID. And they're tired of the riots.
And a lot of that, they're just tired of the fear presentation that keeps coming across the
media.
Right. That everything is gloom and doom.
That's right. They're tired of it.
They're just, okay, we understand that's not the case. It's not the case.
No, it is not. And partly why you're here today and want to talk about that, because that, to me, that fear, what I just got done talking about, is driving. I had a client today, we talked about this some. And the reality is it's driving people out of the inner cities, if you would.
Oh, yes.
So you can take a pin, go to, you know, the capital in Denver and probably take a, I don't know, 3 to 4 mile radius around that. And they're moving out. They're going to other places.
Those values have gone down. You can do it in Seattle. You can do it in Portland. You can do it in Chicago. You can do it in New York. They're going out in droves. They don't want to be in urban anymore. And what it's done is drive up the value of homes in suburban. They're tired of that condensed, non-safe attitude anymore, and they want to get away. They want a little space. So you're seeing home values on the outskirts, outside of that, with any kind of yard. You're seeing people saying, I want to do that now.
And how long do you think that's going to last? I've got my own opinion, so I wanted to ask you what you think. How long do you think that trend is going to last?
6 months to a year.
Yeah, I see. I think it's longer.
Could. But at least 6 months to
a year. And here's why I think that. I think it's longer because, number one, people are going to move out. I don't see, no matter who gets elected. Now, maybe it goes away a little bit and things change if Joe Biden's elected, although I don't see that happening. So the riots and that are going to get even fueled, I think, even heavier right after the election and Trump wins.
Oh, yes.
Which is going to drive even more of what we're talking about even farther.
Yes.
I see Trump creating an economic boom again.
Yes.
Which means people are going to have the income to go do the things that we're even talking about right now. And it's going to change interest rates, which we'll get into. That's my other prediction. We'll talk about that. But I see that continuing probably for the next 2 to 3 years because people are just not going to trust the leadership in the inner cities to move back in.
Well, part of, and I agree with you, part of the issue is if the riots stop, you've got to go rebuild, and the people got to feel safe about that. And that's not going to happen in a short period of time, number one. Number two, you bring up a point about Trump reboosting the economy. And he seems to be getting the blame for the economy where it is right now. And I'm like, how did he do that? I don't understand. Everything's going along fine, but he gets the blame because the economy's in the tub because COVID. And they want to blame him for it, but the whole world's economy's in the blame. He didn't cause that. So that one kind of concerns me because they got nothing else. Let's blame him for that because there's so much death and fear that's attached to it. So those things, so you could be right. It could go for 2 to 3 years.
That's my own opinion. We'll know. We'll get there. We'll see it. But right now it exists. the suburbs, and Kirk can attest this, the suburbs, and even I should even go farther out than the suburbs. Talking to a client of mine today that's thinking about potentially moving up towards, you know, the Coal Creek area, somewhere, you know, somewhere in that area. And he's like, man, John, he's like, we find a house we like, it's got the right view and everything, and it's gone the next day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
They even want to get out of the city.
Yeah, I mean.
And all the noise.
These things are, especially in some of our mountain communities, are literally sold within 72 hours after going on the market, which I will tell you as a Colorado native, I don't think, not that I've always watched the mountain communities closely, but, you know, you get a pretty good, you know, feel and hear for what's going on. I can't remember a time in my life, Kurt, where the mountain communities, other than like the Vales and Aspens of the world.
I'm not talking about those.
But I'm talking just general mountain communities, Estes Conifer. Park, Winter Park, Conifer, Grand Junction, so on. I never have remembered a time where things are going as quickly. There's been some times in Grand Junction where they have.
Yes.
But and it kind of cycles, but everything right now in the mountains is hot.
Everything.
I don't care where you're at.
No. I've never seen
that in my whole life.
There's a group of people, they just want to get away. They're just tired of all the concern, all the neighbors, so they just want to separate. And I agree with that.
It's
driving up values in those areas. And you've talked about this in the past. Anything west of I-25, those values are going to keep going up. And in the mountains, it's the same thing. They're going to keep going up because you can't replace them.
I've never seen that climate in my lifetime in Colorado. I mean, some are going to call in and say, oh, yeah, well, it was, you know, 1950, whatever. I don't think so. I don't think in Colorado we've ever seen this broad of an area outside of Denver metro, whereby even going up north, you know, Berthoud and on down the line we go, or you go west to, again, Grand Lake, Winter Park, Silverthorne, Copper Mountain. I mean, I can keep going. I can go across the whole Rocky Mountain region here, if you would. And I've never seen it be as popular and homes selling as quickly as they are.
Yeah.
If they're priced right, they're selling literally in 72 hours or so.
There's a bidding war going on. Yep.
In some cases, and I've never seen that. I've seen that in the suburbs. We've seen that here.
Yes, we have.
I've seen it in downtown Denver even. Yeah, but I've never seen it there.
Nope.
So.
Oh, before you go too far, I want to thank you. You referred Novus to me.
Yes.
Talk to those people. They are the greatest. I mean, it was just tremendous service. They accommodated me. I misinformed them. Said it with a smile. Came back the next day. Put in the right windshield.
Okay.
It was just.
They're good people.
They're very. And I want to make sure people. Novus is very.
They're
good
solid people. All right. We come back. I want to talk about interest rates. You know, it's always a big deal. So we're going to talk about rates. But I also want to talk about. As I talked to a person today and even made sure that they are going to call Kurt right away, because if you're trying to buy a home in Colorado, in the suburbs or the mountains, you better have Kurt in your back pocket and the right things in place prior, or you're going to miss out. Correct?
You couldn't be more correct. There's things that are changing.
We'll talk about that as soon as we come back. Okay, you got to know these things to have this stuff dialed in. We'll talk about that in a minute. Gino's Auto Services next. It's Gino's with a J. Don't forget, they would love to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. And I mean literally all your vehicle needs. Whatever it is, they're there to help you. It's Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com. Great friends of mine, 303-794-6700.
For over 37 years, Geno's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Geno's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Geno's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Geno's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Geno's online at ginosautoservice.com.
Save the children, and right now, don't forget, Barber's Foods is donating 5% of their proceeds that you order to Save the Children, but you can participate as well. Just go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org or call 1-800-570-5155.
You know, there are millions of kids right now who are living in poverty. As a matter of fact, one out of every five kids in America today is in poverty. And many of those families are the families of our veterans, men and women who have served us in the military. Our friends at Save the Children are standing in the gap for these veterans who know what it's like to deal with unexpected situations in the battlefield. But then you come home and you've got school closures and isolation, can't get to your doctor's appointments. That puts an extra layer of stress on families who already have a lot to deal with. That's where Save the Children can help, helping children of wounded veterans. Just one example of the vulnerable and often overlooked and forgotten kids right here at home that Save the Children represents. Now, it's really very basic. You give a $100 donation to Save the Children today, and that will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. Just $100 can do that. A $300 donation can provide that same child with food for an entire month. Go to Save Children KLZ right now and make sure that these kids don't need to worry about where their next meal is coming from. That's SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Purify Chevrolet is next. And folks, if you want to save money on a car, it's a place to go. It's literally, it's like dealing with Kurt on a mortgage. It's like going back in time. Friendly, they're there. There's no hype. There's no high pressure. It just is what it is, and they want to help you buy a car. It's that simple. 303-659-8311. Some great deals right now on Chevrolet products. Find new roads. It's purifychevrolet.com.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, here we go. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kurt Rogers with me. And by the way, if you got a question for Kurt on anything mortgage related, let us know. That's what he's here for. He'd love to help you. A lot of times you guys will call in with different questions. Kurt's really good about answering that. Doesn't matter what it is, whether you're talking about a refi, buying another home, buying a rental property, an investment property, second home, whatever it happens to be, Kurt can help. Again, 303-477-5600. So we left off talking about if somebody's thinking about, you know, buying another home, either a second home or moving their current home. There's things they need to have in place before they actually even go look at a house. Because if they look and they don't have their ducks in a row, they ain't buying.
Oh, not even close. And again, we were like this about a year, year and a half ago. Realtors won't even talk to you unless you have a pre-approval letter. And it's got to the point now, it's not just having the letter, is they want to know you talk to the underwriter, they've seen the documentation, and you're ready to close in 2 weeks.
Right.
Because part of the problem, because there's so much business, purchases normally close in 2 to 3 weeks. Now they're taking 4 to 6.
Right.
There's so much business, you can't get appraisers out there. Hardest thing.
Well,
is
even the what am I trying to say? Here?
Title companies.
The title companies are even backed up.
Oh yeah, trying to schedule them. They got so many notaries right. going out to do things because right. of COVID's another reason. So it's slowing things down so much. Now, in addition to that, if you have any kind of part-time job or any kind of rental income, the lenders are looking at that income a whole lot tighter now. If it's just straight W-2 and you can prove it and it hasn't changed, you're good. But if you've had any kind of break, if any of your money's been commissioned or bonus, the qualifications and the examination that the underwriters have now, because they have fear that you may not have a job
gotcha.
In 3 to 6 months if something happens with COVID again. So they're tightening up the regulations.
Which, by the way, is not a bad thing.
I understand why the lenders are doing it.
Right. I get it.
They got it. They don't want to have a foreclosure.
Right. Don't blame them. I don't either, by the way.
And we heard about this about a month ago. Fannie Mae raised their LLPAs, loan lender pricing adjustments, and they added a half a point in cost to every loan, Okay. Well, they did it overnight, which was the first time in history they did it. Well, there was so much outcry for it, they backed off of it and said, we're going to do it to September 1st. But they didn't tell you that Fannie has to buy the loan from the lender by December 1st.
No.
Starting October 1st, that half a point cost is going to hit every loan.
By when again?
October 1st.
October 1st.
Today's the 17th. You got 13 days. So if you're in the cycle, you can start and lock the loan, and it doesn't affect you.
And that's, is that FHA only?
No, that's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. It does not include FHA, does not include VA. So this is where 70 to 80% of the
majority
loans
of loans
are,
right?
Especially if you're doing a purchase, you need to get in and get it locked before that time frame, because after that, $300,000 loan is going to cost you an extra $1,500.
Gotcha.
And that's got nothing to do with the lender, because that goes right to Fannie Mae.
Gotcha.
And you're going to start seeing things like that continue to happen because of the business.
Because they can.
Because they can.
Is that what I'm saying? Because they can?
It's like grocery stores. They raise the price of food because they can.
There's a demand. They can do so.
They can do so.
Okay.
Fannie's doing the same thing.
All right. Let's talk for a moment, because one of the things I wanted to cover, and I promoed this, so I want to make sure I get this in. I didn't tell you this, but well, we kind of did. We kind of talked about
on
this
on Monday.
I want to make sure we get this taken care of. And that's the improvements on that side of the fence. There's a lot of folks out there. In fact, a client of mine, who you know, I'll talk to you about this at break, he's trying to decide, do we move or do we stay and remodel? And he's really looking hard at which one does he do. Does he move? Does he stay in it? Does he remodel? And my advice was this. Keep the house. Don't remodel. Rent it and buy whatever you want. That was my advice.
I won't disagree with that one at all, because somebody else is paying off your mortgage, so it's passive money.
And he's got the ability to do so. That was my advice.
Yeah,
now,
that's
I could
that's
be wrong.
Pretty simple.
You'll have to jump in, but that was my advice. Yeah. So I was thinking completely different than even he was.
Right. When you're thinking about either buying a house or refixing yours up, remodeling yours and making it better, my wife and I have done that. We were thinking about moving a couple of years ago, and we sat down, and the first thing we looked at, do we like where we are? Do we like the neighborhood? Do we like, we don't have kids in school, but do we like it?
Right.
What's it going to look like in 5 or 10 years from now? That was the decision that kept us where we were. We said we could live in this house for the next 10, 20 years, not have a problem,
right,
but we want to fix it.
Gotcha.
So that's probably the first thing you can do, because the value you have in your house is already good. And certain things that you can do to your house, and it's amazing how much money, when you spend it, if you refinance and pull out money to spend it, you're actually getting dollar for dollar back on the other side.
So you're really not spending it.
Yeah. And for example, one of the simplest ones, a garage door.
Right.
Costs you $3,600. That could be $3,500 more in value.
Gotcha.
You wouldn't even think it. It's just a garage door.
You really didn't spend any.
Yeah. Paint. You spend $4,000 paint, the house is going to be worth $4,000 more money.
Gotcha.
Some of the bigger ones are minor bathroom. It's the number one improvement people are doing right now, and you're getting 102% back for your money.
102.
So you're making money when you remodel.
You didn't spend any money on it.
So guess what my wife said when I told her this and she heard about this, she said, okay, we need to fix up our bathrooms. I said, okay, it's fine
with
me.
That's an easy one.
Landscaping. Yeah. And that's 100%. Whatever you throw in landscaping, as long as you don't put in a pool or a fountain.
Right.
You're going to get 100% of that money back, because it's that eye appeal that
curb
somebody
appeal
comes in and said, I ain't got to do anything.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Minor kitchen, 99%.
Okay.
Just minor kitchen repairs, you're going to get 99%. Vinyl siding, 96%.
Wow.
If you put on vinyl sidings, it'll improve the value of your house, 96%.
Wow.
A deck, 80% if it's composite.
Okay. So Trex deck. Okay, we got a call real quick. I know somebody's worked with Kurt. David, you're up. What's going on, sir?
Hey, I'm going to give it. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead, David.
Okay, I'll say it quick. This is an unsolicited endorsement of Kurt. I just did a full process with Kurt. We closed. Kurt, thank you very much. You're getting a live endorsement here from me.
Thank you,
the
sir.
The guy's awesome. And when it gets insane, as he'll refer to it occasionally, he maintains.
Yep.
And so does the client.
Yep.
So he made it very easy with his staff. So it gets high marks from me.
Okay.
I've done it before. I did it in our other house, but this, living here now, he's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that very much. And no, that was not solicited. And I can just continue to reiterate that over and over again. I've done numerous loans with Kurt now over the years, and have sent numerous family members to Kurt over the years as well. And yeah, in my world, to David's point a minute ago, it can get a little crazy. I'm self-employed.
Few speed bumps.
There always is. You know, and a lot of you think, you know, that are out there listening, think, oh, John, how could you have a speed bump? Well, because I'm self-employed. Stuff just happens. I mean, you know, and even though my file's 3 inches thick, you know, stuff happens. Is it three or four? I mean, what?
It's probably closer to five.
It's pretty thick. Let's just say that.
It's pretty thick.
So the reality is, though, you know, Kurt makes that as easy as possible. The other thing I want to say about Kurt as well, and I can attest this, my own personal, you know, experience with Kurt is he's on your side. He's watching out for you. He's watching out for your best interest, whether that's in the appraisal process, whether it's in the closing process, the documents, whatever it happens to be. He's on your side. It's why I recommend Kurt on a regular basis. You won't find anybody watching out more for you and how this process goes than Kurt, and I mean that sincerely.
And I appreciate that. I've just learned a long time ago, just because somebody asked for it doesn't mean there's a reason.
Yeah.
You need to justify the reason, because there are certain things you really can't ask for. And they go there because the underwriter's just trying to protect themselves. But I'm like, no, give me something else, because that ain't going to work. Like having a CPA write a letter that you're in business and you make this much money. They can't do that. All they can do is say, I do their taxes.
Gotcha.
And this is what they report.
Gotcha.
You can't do those things.
Gotcha. Okay, we got Ken joining us now as well. Ken, welcome. How are you, sir?
Yeah, hi. I just got in on your show, and I was been wondering, I've got a 4% fixed, 30-year fixed, and I'm just wondering if it's time to go down to whatever.
Yes.
They offer it now.
I'm not Kurt, Ken, but I can answer that one. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I just did a customer the other day that was at 4%, and we dropped his rate to the mid-2s, and it saved him about $315 a month. And he didn't take any cash out, but he just saved me $315.
Right. The interest savings on it, you know, and there's several ways you can do that, Ken, as you know. So let me just ask a couple of questions. I'm not Kurt, but I can still decipher this, because I've had Kurt on enough to do this. What's your balance?
About 222.
And what's your lifespan left on that balance?
Oh, boy. I think it's probably half, 15 years old.
So here's what I would do. I would go from that 4% loan, if it were me, I would drop that down to about a 2.25%, 2.5% 15-year note, and that's how I would do it.
Yep. And it's still, okay, it's just, still paid off
fast. And you still pay it off fast, and you probably wouldn't change your payment a whole lot.
No. No.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Okay. And then the savings that you're, I mean, it's going to take it probably 10 months maybe to pay it off, a year to get back to even for what you're paying for closing costs.
No.
No, you're going to save
right
off the bat.
That's a misconception.
Yeah, you're going to save right off the bat, Ken.
One of the first things when you do a refinance, let's say your payments on a $200,000 loan, let's say it's $1,800 PITI. Is that close?
We're at 1750 or so.
Okay, pretty close.
So you're going to skip two of those. That's $3,500. Well, closing costs aren't $3,500. So the money you saved, you've already received it back in payment savings.
And what's a 2.5% at 15-year at the balance he's got now?
But that payment's probably going to be maybe $1,600.
So you're going to save about $150 a month, Ken, not have any real closing costs to worry about, and be still at the 15-year note. This one's a no. I mean, I'm not a mortgage broker, Ken, but this one's a no-brainer. I know the math well enough to know this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you see all this trick mortgage numbers on the internet, and you just don't know if it's all fake.
Ken, I'm glad you brought that up, because the reality is, in some cases, they are. There's a lot of what I would call, you know, misleading or loss leader type information out there that a lot of these guys will get to you. And you won't have that, you know, you won't have that with Kurt at all.
Okay, so I'm driving home with my pizza, and I got a pencil, and I write it on the box, pizza box. What's the phone number or the email?
720-895-0500. Call me, just ask for me. They'll get you
care of the rest.
We'll go from there.
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet you can. Appreciate it. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back, talk a little more about that. Again, Kurt Rogers with us. If you want to call him, do it right now, 720-895-0500. We'll be right back. Extreme Auto Repair, folks, is next. Don't forget, $100 off timing belt replacement. All you got to do is mention Rush to Reason. Go to klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Ascent Health Center, Dr. Julie Marchio wants to help you not feel bad, but to feel better. It's that easy. If you're not feeling well, give her a call. She'll walk you through what she can do. She's even got some specials right now where she'll give you some free analysis right now as we speak. 303-343-8800. That's Ascent Health Center.
You just don't feel good. Maybe it's an immune disorder. Maybe it's lack of healthy diet and exercise. Maybe it's a hormone imbalance or some unidentified underlying health issue. Whatever the reason, you can't remember the last time you felt truly refreshed, full of energy, and free of aches and pains. Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center believes it's possible to feel great. She wants to give you hope by providing practical direction for healthy lifestyle changes. Nobody can figure out their health issues and maintain a perfect diet and exercise alone. We all need guidance and support to find out what's going on and work to fix it. Dr. Julie and the team at Ascent Health Center will meet with you to identify some possible causes for your high stress levels, low energy levels, and poor sleep. Then they will make a plan to stop feeling awful all the time and start feeling great. Mention Rush to Reason today for a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Julie.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. He would love to help you with your financial planning. Much like Kurt Rogers here when it comes to your mortgage, Al can help you plan out your future, which might even include some things Kurt can do as well. So call Al today at 303-744-1128 or go to klzradio.com.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. I didn't mean to step into Kurt's territory there on our last caller, but, you know, guys, again, I've had Kurt on enough now for the last several years and just know enough about math and numbers and so on that it really is, let's face it, it is math. So a mortgage is a mortgage. It's a loan. There's two types. We'll get into that in a moment. But it's a loan. There's an interest rate on it. And it's not hard to sit down and figure out if you're paying current interest, what the new rate would be, current payment, new loan balance, new rate. I can almost in my head, because I've done this enough now with Kurt, where you can pretty much figure in your head where you need to be. And again, it's not to take anything away from you guys. You don't do this on a daily basis. I don't either, but I've had Kurt on enough anymore that it doesn't take much to figure this out.
No, it's just, you're right.
It's just math.
It is.
Now, the misconceptions, though, back to our last caller, the misconceptions come into, well, you know, are these things, you know, are they too good to be true? You know, what the skipping two payments and, you know, closing costs and on we go, because there's a lot of misconceptions on that end of it.
There are. You don't always skip two, but the way Colorado law is set up, your payments are always in the rears. So when you make your October 1st payment, you're actually paying for the interest in September. You have right. to have lived in the house.
Right.
So think of it this way. If you don't make your payment on the 1st of October, that interest for the time that you're going to be in, it's going to be added. So it's going to be financed. So you don't make October. Now you have to live in the house all of November. So in December, you make the November payment.
Gotcha.
Skip 2 months.
Gotcha.
You're still paying the same amount, but sure. it's not money coming
it's cash
out
flow.
Now.
It's cash flow.
And you're actually borrowing it at 2.5-3%,
right.
which is pretty cheap.
Right. And that 15-year deal, folks, it's a real deal. There's no hidden agenda there. That's exactly what it is. You can get that rate today, and that's how it works.
Yeah. Now you'll see, and you mentioned rates. You'll see some. He said he went online and he sees all these rates, and I understand the purpose of what they're doing, but a lot of times you don't have a tendency to read the APR.
Right.
Or the fine print. And I mention APR because if you see a rate of, there's lenders out there advertising 1.99. Well, the APR is 2.9 or 3.2. What that immediately tells you, there's a lot of fees in that.
There's a lot of extras.
A lot of extras. When you have to pay to bring the rate down, I got lenders that I deal with that I can get 1.99 on a $300,000 loan. It costs $15,000.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of money to pay.
By the way,
up
it takes
front.
You almost 15 years. Well, it takes you 10 years to get that back. I did the math.
You're very close, John. So it is just math. So you got to figure out if I'm going to be in the house 20 years, okay, I'll do it. If I'm going to be at 5, no.
Yeah, and if you think, well, 10 and I don't know at that point, well, it's still a no to me. Because if you think, well, I'm going to be it in 10 years and, you know, maybe I'll be in it longer, but I'm not quite positive. Well, it's still a no. It's not worth the $15K.
No, let me pay 2.5 and I'll take the 15 grand and put it somewhere else and make money with it.
More exactly.
2.5%.
And I'll deal with that in 10 years from now because who knows what's going to happen. You could be dead in 10 years.
Cash
who knows?
Cash is king.
Yeah, exactly. Cash is king.
Cash
exactly
is
right.
king. You got to remember that.
If there's anything being self-employed has taught me over the years is, yes, the cash and cash flow is king.
Yeah, because when you need it,
you got to have it.
You got to have it. And if you've got financial troubles you can't finance, you're in trouble.
Okay, which leads us to how do you keep folks from losing their home in a downtime? Because you have the ability to help them with that.
There's a couple different ways people can do it. And I'll go back to, and it kind of goes with why people are refinancing now. In 2000, the average price of a home is $136,000 nationwide.
Okay. 136?
In 2000.
Okay.
In 2010... just as the mortgage meltdown was happening, it was 180. So that's a 25% appreciation in 10 years. But in 2015, it was 208. Mm. Even in the downturn, it was still appreciating up at another 14%. Today, as of June, that same house is worth 276. That's 136% appreciation. So when I say that we've never had this much equity in our life, we never have. The average person has $70,000 to $90,000 equity in their house. Well, when you can borrow money at 2 to 3%, you need to be able to have access to that because if there is a downturn or you do lose your job or there's some medical issues, you got to be able to reach out there and touch that equity.
Right.
Because in 2008 to 2010, 7 million people foreclosed with over 30% equity in their house. They could have kept their house had they been able to tap the equity.
Had they had some liquidity.
That's right. They could have been, my neighbor was unemployed for 18 months because of different loans that she was in with me. She was able to keep the house, kept her credit score.
The asset manager loan, by the way.
Yeah. It's just, there's ways to make that work and protect. And if you never borrow the money, let's say it never happens, it costs you nothing.
You're not out anything.
Because you're not using it. It doesn't. So it's that mortgage safe. It allows you to keep your home. That's the nice thing.
And just real quick as a side note, and I talk a lot about the asset manager loan just because I feel like it's the especially if you're self-employed, it's the loan for you. It really is. And I've had now, I'm trying to think of how many of these I've sold for Kurt or, you know, got people to do with Kurt.
We're well into the double digits.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I haven't had anybody yet that's done it that's come back and said, oh, I never should have done that. No, it's quite the usually it's the opposite and said, oh, man, John, I
need
should have
another
done that
one.
Years ago. And yeah, and I'd like to have another one. Exactly. It's like I should have done this a long, long time ago, but I just didn't realize the value until having it. And I think that's because we as a country, Kurt, have been so used to 30-year fixed mortgages. It's what we've done now for eons. I mean, I've owned a home since 1986,
right.
Okay, long time. And throughout that entire time, I mean, there's occasion where you'd think 15-year mortgage, and I had one of those at one time, but typically it's a 30-year mortgage. That's what we've gotten used to as a country, and you get a fixed rate, and away you go. This, you know, this basically what the asset manager loan is a line of credit that you pay down on, and you can use that money then if you need it, but you can continue to pay it down and pay it down and pay it down to the point where it can be zero if you want, but yet you still have access to the entire line of credit that you established at closing when you did the loan originally.
And you don't pay extra. Some people think, well, I got to pay extra to make that work.
No.
You can, if you deposit $5,000 in your account and spend $5,000, that month, you can still pay off your home faster because every day it sits there.
It's saving you
money.
It's
lowering your payments,
right,
which lowers your principal, which continues to do
so. That's right. It's a
snowball
effect.
And that's why it works so well.
Yep.
You talk about 30-year fixes. Well, we started out in the U.S. with 10 years.
Years ago.
Years ago.
Holy
they went
cow. 10
years. It wasn't until the 70s did we bring out the 30-year.
Okay.
And we're the only country in the world that does 30-year fixes the way we do them. Nobody else does them that way. Overseas, they do the majority of the loans.
So why is that? Why do we do that?
Because it's more profitable for the banks.
Oh.
Look at your statement. Look at what your interest payment is versus your principal payment. And go down to amortization and see how many months it takes for those two to equal each other.
And just real quick, folks, the way this works on the asset manager loan, I want to talk about this for just a few minutes, especially those of you that are self-employed. When you get your statement or you even have your app and you start looking online as you move this money back and forth, as Kurt just said. So, you know, you put 10K in and maybe you take 8K back out to pay bills or whatever the case may be. Maybe it's 5 and 4 or 3 and whatever. It doesn't matter what the number
is.
No,
it doesn't.
Okay. What happens is as that money sits on top of the mortgage, you get to see what your daily rate on that outstanding balance is doing, and you can see where the savings then each month comes in, because the more money you tuck into it, the less you're paying because it's less outstanding. Even for just a couple of days, there's a money savings factor there.
And it doesn't go away. You're not spending it. It's like if you were to throw $2,000 on your mortgage now, you couldn't get it back. This is like putting it in a savings account.
I can put it down now and get it back in 10 days if I want.
If you put in 10 grand, it drops your payments $34 a month.
Yeah.
Well, you're not getting $34 a month in a savings account.
No, you're not.
So when you start to see how that, because it's a simple interest loan, not a compound interest loan.
Folks, all I'm going to say is if you're self-employed listening to me right now and can hear my voice, and you do not have the asset manager loan, I don't care if you just did a loan a year ago. I don't care. I don't care when you did it. I don't care if you just closed one 6 months ago. Honestly, I don't care. If you're self-employed and you do not have the asset manager loan, you're missing out, period. You will not find a better product for you being self-employed that helps you with whatever you need cash flow in your business, but yet gets your mortgage paid off quicker. There's not another product out there that'll do what I'm just saying, period. Doesn't exist.
I'm still in business because of it.
It is the best loan for self-employed individuals and or people that really know how to manage money. I should also say that. So if you're a great money manager or you're self-employed, it's the loan for you, period.
Yeah.
It works.
It works.
I'm living proof. It works. And I'm not just living proof because of me, but to Kurt's point, I've got, you know, 20 people plus that I've recommended this loan to that have done it, and it works for them as well. So it's not just me talking.
No.
There's no, and by the way, this is no it's too good to be true thing. It works.
It's been around since 1965. It's not new.
It's not new. It works. It's been around almost as long as I have been, and it works. So anyways. All right, we'll come back. We got one more segment left with Kurt. If you got a question, by the way, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Kevin Flesch, who, by the way, another great guy like Kurt. If you've got any questions legally speaking and you need help with, all you do is sit down with Kevin, and he'll walk you through whatever it is needed. If you're not getting representation, you're not getting what you need, Kevin is your guy. 303-806-8886 is Kevin Flesch, Flesch Law Firm. Find him again at fleshlawfirm.com.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Novus Auto Glass. And folks, if you want a company that will take care of you, your windshield, whether it's cracked, replaced, whatever, even Kurt said earlier.
They're the greatest.
They're just great people, aren't they?
It was amazing. You know, the way they came to me and they took my insurance. I don't pay to have my windshield fixed in my insurance. So I pay out of my pocket.
Right.
I was thinking I was going to get this large bill. I went, really? And you're here? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. That's how they do it, folks. Find a location near you. RushToReason.com/Novus. That's Novus. RushToReason.com/Novus.
Call Novus Auto Glass as soon as you notice a chip or crack in your windshield so they can save you more money. Novus Auto Glass wants to help you save more money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at getting a repair when you act fast. Glass repair is more complicated than you think. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack unfixable. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, though, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. Novus works with all insurance companies, and for those without windshield coverage, Novus will give you a discounted cash price. It's simple. Novus Auto Glass saves you more money. Visit RushToReason.com/Novus now and find the windshield repair expert nearest you. Novus Auto Glass, the inventors of windshield repair.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So two questions, Kurt, for you. Kurt from Affordable Interest Mortgage is with us right now, which, by the way, you can call Kurt after the show, 720-895-0500. Just feel free to call him. He'll answer your questions. So I got two questions that came in on the asset manager. One is, and I know the answers, but I'm going to let you, will the asset manager loan work on rental properties?
Yes.
Okay.
Fourplexes, three, duplexes,
you name
townhomes,
it.
Condos, whatever. Single family, yes.
So the answer is, of course, and I already answered this one back via email, yes. Now, the next one I've got, which is a good question. This is actually a really good question. Just tuning in, does the asset manager loan work well for first-time home buyer and buying a house that doesn't necessarily have any equity in it just yet? In other words, what's the down payment versus a traditional mortgage?
Traditional mortgage, if you're a first-time home buyer, you can get in with 3% to 3.5%.
Okay.
With the asset manager, the minimum's 10.
Okay, so you need 10%.
Right. Unlike the 3.5% or 3%, there's monthly mortgage insurance. At the 90%, the asset manager doesn't have it.
So there's a savings there.
So there is a savings there, but you can do it with 90%.
And you don't have to escrow.
Well, no, you don't escrow because they want to pay you on that money sitting there. So, no, you don't. In addition,
and by the way, something for those of you listening, that's the other advantage that I love about, well, two things. If you get an 80% loan to value, typically escrow goes away, which you should be doing, by the way. If you're not, you're foolish. Get rid of it. Second of all, though, the asset manager loan, there just is no.
No.
There's no escrow, period. You're doing that yourself. It's not hard to do. It's really simple.
Once a year.
But keep in mind, folks, those of you that are asking, well, why would you not want to escrow? Because they're using about 6 months in some cases of your money all year round.
Oh, minimum minimum they keep is three of each.
That's right. Minimum of three of each.
And a
lot of escrow companies or a lot of the companies will require 4 to 6 months in escrow.
Oh, you're right.
You don't need them keeping your money all year round.
You got $500 to $700 in there at all times. Sometimes as much as $3,500.
Right, depending upon your taxes where you live and all of that.
And it's not making you anything.
Not making you a nickel. It is them.
It is but it ain't making you a dollar.
So again, I am a big anti-escrow person, folks. If you can either get to a loan to value that works where you don't have to escrow and you have to ask, and that's something Kirk can help you with. That's one thing that you should always do, and or do the asset manager loan. And there's no escrow in the first place.
Correct.
I hate escrow. Now, does that mean you have to pay attention and pay your insurance and pay your taxes? Of course, but it's not that big a deal.
But you can set it up on automatic bill pay because you can pay your taxes automatically.
You can. And
online.
It's easy.
Simple.
Folks, it's easy. It's not a big deal.
No.
You don't need to be paying someone in escrow to do that for you. That's my point. Do it yourself. Save some money, make some money, and do it that way.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so what are some of the pitfalls that people should be watching for with refis?
The first thing I said was the advertising and what they're printing out there at the 1.9 or the 2.25. You know, what is it? What does my FICO score have to be? We talked about it earlier with the Fannie Mae raising their rates by 0.5% cost. Those are called LLPAs, okay. Loan Lending Pricing Adjustments. And those are because the lenders have determined that there's a risk for this adjustment.
Okay.
Could be a condo versus a single family, duplex versus... Each property has a different risk. A single family at 70% has got the least risk for foreclosures. And that's how banks look at it. Anything above that, you start adding up.
Sure. Banks look at risk.
Right. Cash out, there's more people, those that will foreclose down the road, than non-cash out. 90% versus 80%.
Gotcha.
So when you're looking at those loans, make sure you understand what the FICO score is, what the loan-to-value is, how much you might have to have in reserves.
Okay.
There's so many different things that come into play when you're doing a loan. Just because you see the rate doesn't mean it's like that's the sticker price of a car.
Okay.
There's more to it than that.
Okay.
And I said earlier, if you spend $15,000 to get 1.9, is it worth it?
In most cases, it's not.
In most cases, it's not. And the second thing, what's happened at about 5 years ago, the federal government came in and said that brokers cannot adjust our price. I can't charge one customer more than the other. What they've made us do is set our price across the board. Whether it's a $100,000 loan or a $500,000 loan, we have to set it. It's the same. So what's going to happen is when you see these people doing this, if they're putting on an origination fee, that's an additional fee because they're a lender. They can do that. They're not bound by that law.
Gotcha.
See, I get my compensation package is the same across the board.
Gotcha.
So be careful as to... Are you seeing a fee, an extra fee? Because your fee should be basically an underwriting fee, appraisal fee, and title fees.
That's it.
$2,500, $3,000.
Okay.
That should be about it. You
see,
should
more
be
than
done.
That. You're somewhere else.
Somebody's doing something.
Okay, makes sense to me. All right. Enchanted Kitchens is coming up next. You said earlier, what does a kitchen dollar for dollar get you back?
98.5%.
98.5. So, folks, Enchanted Kitchens, if you don't have the kitchen you want, talk to Kurt, do a refi, get the money you want, get Enchanted Kitchens to do the kitchen the way you want it. Everybody's happy at the end of the day, and guess what? You might not spend any more money when it's all said and done. You might actually make some money on it when it's all said and done. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern. But for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Kurt Rogers has been with us, and I should let Kurt close things out here by giving your little...
I have the
Dora thing here.
Yeah. Affordable interest mortgage, 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Our NMLS number is 298191. We are an equal credit lender, and our phone number is 720-895-0500.
Okay, now, back to what I said a moment ago about Enchanted Kitchens.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to lead anybody astray by saying, hey, you could refi, take some money out, do the kitchen. Really, at the end of the day, not spend any money. In fact, in some cases, make a little bit of money. Now, I need to add to that. The money you would make would be when you sell the home, of course. But by having the proper kitchen and or bathrooms and or sidings and whatever else you've got going on in the house makes your house that much more not only sellable, but you're going to get the money back in because your home's going to be better than everybody else's.
And you get to enjoy it. Here's just a quick number to think about. At 2.75, $38,000 costs $206.
That's it.
So if you want to do anything, think $38,200 to fix what you want to do.
$38,200.
That's why rates right now are so important, because it's almost free money.
Almost.
Where do you borrow $40,000 at $210 a month?
You don't. You don't. So you could do your 40K remodel of your kitchen, and it's a little over $200 a month.
Yeah.
And off you go. So there you again. There you go, folks. All right. Kurt, as always, it's a joy having you. If you've got a question for Kurt afterwards, either text me. I can get the information to Kurt, and or give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. All right, tomorrow, we got a great show lined up for you. We're going to do movies about school. Andy's got a couple of movies that we're reviewing. I've got a couple of special guests joining us, and Mark Smith, who's normally with us on Thursday, will be back again tomorrow. So don't go away. Our NCR actually is next, so stay tuned. Our podcast is up next. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.